We are learning Maseches Vavasra, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting on Top of Amud, Top Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We learned in yesterday's blot that if you write all Nechosov Le'ishtoi, and you have children, Le'osel Apotropos. You made her, you wanted the kids to mechabit her, so you made her Apotropos. And the Gemara brought down there's other cases as well, B'nai HaGadol or B'nai HaKatan, you gave all the Nechosim to them. Also, you assume they made them into Apotropos. And then the Gemara brought down five different cases, which some of them are Kaina and some of them are not. Ishtoi Arusa, Ishtoi Grusha, it's for sure Matana. You're not trying to mechabit her. If you're giving her all Nechosim, it's Matana. And there's a case of Bas Eitzel Bonim, and a case where that's Machlaikis, by a Bas Eitzel Bonim. If you give her all the Nechosim, do you mean the brothers of the daughter should be Mechabit her? That's Machlaikis. And then Isha Eitzel Achim, your wife, for the brothers, your brothers, or your wife, for the stepsons, if your sons, for the stepmother, that's also a shayla in the Gemara. And the Gemara comes out there, you didn't make her into apotropos. Those are the cases we have before us. Now, Baya Rava, this whole halacha that we say, that when you give matana to Isha, or to any other ones that we say that's the halacha, that you make them into apotropos, is it dafka b'shchimera or even b'bari? The Gemara explains the shayla. Baya Rava, bari heich. B'shchimera hu denichelei l'shtam milo. By Shchimera makes sense that when you give all the Nechosim to your wife, you want the children to respect the wife after he dies, and therefore you give her the right to be the trustee over the whole estate. Avo Babari, I'll call you, Babari, why would he do that right now? Right now he's around, and he'll make sure that they respect her. So why does he have to, when he's a Bari, do such a thing? Oidilma, Bari nami, nichalei, delshtama milo, mahashta. He says that it's worth it to make her a trustee now in order that they know that one day he's going to die and she's going to be the one who's the trustee after he dies. By the way, he's alive. He still owns the stuff, the father. But he already appointed her a trustee today in order that they know already that she's going to be in charge. Therefore, they'll start respecting her now even more because they know that one day she's going to be one in charge. So the shayla is, do we say the svara of that he made her into apotropos even by a bari, or it's only by a shchimra? That's Gemara shayla. So Gemara says like this, Toshma, bring a raya. A koisev peiros nechosov l'ishtoi, if someone writes peiros nechosov l'ishtoi, he says, while he's alive, he gives her the peiros, the profits of his properties. So the halacha is, she was not meichel her shibud by getting peiros. Goyvuk subasim nakarka. She still gets her ksuba if she gets divorced or if her husband dies. She still collects the ksuba from the karka. She never gave up, even though she got a present on the payris of the nechasa. She never got any karka. Therefore, she never was Michael Shibud, and she collects the ksuba from the karka. What happens if he gave her lemechso shushuravia? He gave her a chelik of the karka. Goive ksubasa minashar. She still was not Michael Shibud. And the Rashbam explains that it's a bigger chiddush because why peiros? We understand. Of course, she wasn't meichel shibud. She never got any karka. But the chiddush over here is even though she got karka, still she's not meichel shibud because since he left over karka, in her mind she says I'll collect my ksuba from the rest of the karka. But he says the order of mechza shlish revia, that's already loy zuafsu. That's already loy zuafsu because there. If I give her half the property. She was not Michael, so of course, if a third, she wasn't Michael. That the Rashbam speaks out of, but just since we always in Shas, we always say Mechsa Shusha Revia, so that's why we use that Lashon. That's the Rashbam speaks out.
Why doesn't he give her these things to Gamas?
Give her a present. Give her a present. Because we'll see soon. We'll see the idea that if you give her a present, and this is a lot of times she's so happy to get this present, she's Michael or Ksuba. This is for example, we'll see in a second, there's nothing left. She thinks this is it, and she accepts it, and this is her matana. That's what we'll see in a second.
Dafka mechza shushul via, because it's not the whole.
The whole thing, because it's not the whole karka, right?
That one specific karka.
No. All of the chasim. All of the chasim. Mechza means all of the chasim. Half of the chasim, not dafka one karka.
Otherwise, she would be.
It's all the chasim. Yeah, we're gonna see that. That's the next case in the brayso. So the brayso said that's the first case in the brayso. Kosav kol nechasav l'ishtoi. If he writes all the nechasim. To his wife. He gives all his whole estate right now to his wife. Now, the truth is that anything that he buys afterwards will be Meshubat Raksuba, but right now he left nothing. He gave all the chasim to his wife. And what happened was, V'yotza Allah of Shtar Chayv. Lamaisa, a Chayv came and took away all those nechasim. So now, do you say that she really was never Meichel Ksuba, and therefore Ksuba goes first? So Ksuba has the first lien. The second lien is the Shtar Chayv, and she got a present as a third. So if it's a present and she's Meichel her Ksuba, so then the Shtar Chayv comes, the Baal Chayv comes and takes it, she has nothing left. So it's machlokes over here. Then she says, you know what? I don't want the matana. That matana is only extra. But I wasn't michael my shibud on my ksuba. I get my ksuba. No, tikra ksubasa v'tamna v'nasa. Once she gets this big matana, she's michael or shibud. V'nimtsas, if a bachoy comes and collects it, karachas mikana mikana. So first of all, tikra ksubasa, the Rishbam speaks out, lav dafka. Because she's not Meichel Huxuba Legamri, just Meichel Huxuba from these Nechasim. That's what it means. That when she gets a Matana from these Nechasim, she's saying, these are instead of my Ksuba, I'm not going to have a Shibud out of a Ksuba from these Nechasim. But of course, if he gets more things, like Rash, the response is like this, Tikra Ksuba, so Lav Davka, Shere'ini Mechela Ksuba, so Veshvil Shuma Atana, Shnois Lo Baal, the Ekonon Nechasim Achri came, if the Baal buys more Nechasim afterwards, Tikba Mehem Ksuba, so. That's Pasha. It just means from these nechasim, amahan nechasim diavla machla shivak subasa, the minayu loy sigbek subasa, whole matnes chinam bal yada. The inner sense of liba shema yavai bal choy, viyetufem mechoyim, look at tikrak subasa. Basically, when she gets the whole estate, she's moichel her ksuba. And therefore, now bal choyim came and took it, she loses her ksuba from what? From these nechasim, the Bachayev gets it. Nimsa Karachas, she's bald from both sides. She doesn't have a matar anymore, and she doesn't have a ksuba anymore. The Rishvam asks in the first wide line, why didn't you say it's Mechila Batayas? If she would know that this matana that she got had a lien on it, she never would have been Meichel her ksuba. So he says, no, it's not called Mechila Batayas because it's not considered a mistake. That when there's a lien on something, it's very possible the father, the husband would have paid over for money. So it's not for sure. It's not for sure. Not her. It's not his. It's his property still, and she got a real present. Just the bachayev collected from it. It's not a mechila b'tayis. Just two things. The Rishbam. I'll read the lashon inside. It says mi bachayev mechila b'tayis lesa that he matana gemura ha'isav ha'isashah do he buy a baal matzis masalak mezuzah. He could give money. Uked the amra b'sachim the bachayev makan la ba'al goyva. So I think it's a second thing. He's saying also, okay, good. He can masalak mezuzah. But nice now when the bachayev collects the property, it turns out. It was always the Bachayvs. If you hold my Freya Goybis. You know, we hold like Rava that holds a Bachayv mekan lahabohu Goybis. Not Pshat, when he gives a loan, it's like Ilu, he has the karak already. Harai, he can mazalak mezuzah. But it's not his, it's only kan lahabohu, and therefore it's not a mechila b'tayis. So what we're learning right now is that Chachamim say that if someone gets the whole estate as a present, the Isha gets it, we have a umdin over here that she's Meichel. Obviously, she accepts the present. By accepting the present, she's saying, you know what? Here, I'm accepting the present as a present. I have no lean on it anymore. And if Bachayev takes it, she loses everything. And the Gemara brings a mais like that. Also, from Yehuda Hanachtoim, mais of Ira Adova Basa Chaisi Kala. He had a niece that married his son. So his niece was his daughter-in-law. And his son did such a thing, gave a present to his daughter-in-law. And the story was that his son gave all his whole estate to the daughter-in-law, and Lamaisa Bachayev collected it. And Va'amru, the Chum said, Tikrak Subas Vatamanot Nasa, and Instakrak Subakamakan. If the Bachayev collects it, they rip up the Ksuba, Lavdaf can rip it up. It means you don't get collected Ksuba from this, the Bachayev gets it, and she has no Matana now and no Ksuba from these properties. Now, Adkan Habraisa. Now remember, we have a Shaila. If the din of Avatropis is by a bari, or by even by a bari, or dafka by shchimira. So Gemara says. Now let's analyze the case over here. Time of the Oslo Shtar Chayiv. The only reason why we have a discussion is because the Shtar Chayiv came and took away the whole estate from the isha. Hello, Yoslo Shtar Chayiv. Kanya, she's kainet. Uvemai, what are we talking about? Liam shchimira. If we're talking about shchimira, va'amrit. That's the first halacha from Shmuel. Loyoslo avachopis. When I give all my nechasim to the wife. The loch is, it's Ava Chopper. She doesn't get the properties. There's no Mechil on the Ksuba because she doesn't get the properties. El Alav must be talking about what's the case over here? What's the case when you give everything to the Isha is Kainit. Alav Babari. We're talking about a Bari. So it's a Raya that Shmuel's halacha is only by Shchimira, not by a bari. Because what else is the bride talking about? So tomorrow, no, I can answer you very simple. We asked that her, it's apotropis. She does not coin of the state. She's apotropis. So the Gemara, Avira Muka Lo Bekulu, which means we zetz rain Bekulu, which the Gemara said before, Bekulu meant what? It meant, it said Bekulu Kani, it meant Isha Ishta Rusoi, Ishta Grusha, and Bas Eitz Labonim. Now, actually, we can't be talking about Bas Labonim because there's Ishta here. We'll talk that in a second. Ravira Muka Lo Bekulu, Ravira says, we're talking about what he calls Bekulu Kani. It's talking about by a Shchimira. But there's certain wives that don't have it in apotropis. They do get the whole thing. What is that by Ishta Grusha and Ishta Arusa. Ravina Mukulava Ishta Arusa of Ishta Grusha. And Ravina is that time Ishta Arusa. Remember we had the Naf community Rav Avira and Ravina was Bas Eitzel Bonum. So the Ravira answer is Mukulava Kulu. Ravina Mukulava Ishta Arusa of Ishta Grusha. So the Marashbam ready Bavarans, very simple question that Lukhaira, we're not talking about Bas Bonum anyway, we're talking about Ishta here. He gave all his stuff to Ishta. That was the case. So it's really the exact same teretz. Rav Avira and Ravina have the exact same teretz here. We're talking about no type of wife, it don't matter. Ishta Arusa and Ishta Grusha. We're talking about here a story where you had an Ishta who was only Arusa, or Ishta was already an ex-wife, and you went over to her, and she didn't get a collected ksuba yet. Says, yeah, I'm giving you my whole entire estate. And she says, yes. So, and then a Bachay collected it. So Allah is, she gets nothing. We're talking about an Ishta Arusa, Ishta Grusha. Here, when I give the whole Nechasim, it's taka, not a case of apotropis, because it's Ishta Arusa, Ishta Grusha. Why does the Gemara say this in a funny way? Just say, Rav Avira and Ravina, Shazetzayim, Ishta Arusa, Ishta Grusha. So Rishpam says, because that's the Lashon they said it before. That's what we say, Lashon Kanakulu.
Arusa gets a ksuba?
Yes. It's a Shaila in the Gemara if Arusa gets a ksuba, but the Kuliyam, if you write a ksuba to her, she gets a ksuba. That's the Gemara says a ksubas. There's a machlokes if you have to give a ksuba to Arusa, there's a machlokes tanoim, but everyone agrees that if you give a ksuba, then there's such a thing as a ksuba to Arusa, yeah. So, I think more about it. Omar Rav Yosef Bar Yemi, Omar Rav Nachman, halacha, what's the halacha? Lamai said, tikra ksubasa tamar amatanasa. That you taka, like the chachamim, you rip up the ksuba, and she stays with her matanov, and imsa karachas mekam mekam, if a bachoyev come and collects from the estate, that takes away the whole estate, she's left with nothing. That's what Rav Nachman paskins, like the Chum. Zok the Gemara, Lameimrod, also Rav Nachman Basa Umdana. We see from here that Rav Nachman does not go Basa Umdana. Umdana means that in certain cases, they say, if you would have known what would have happened, you never would have done that. There's really a whole sugya in Masechet Kedushin about Devarim Shebelev. That really, when you accept something, you really have to speak out that I'm only accepting it because of this and that. But there's certain times when you don't have to speak anything out. It's called the Umdana. Rav Nachman says, you go Basa Umdana. What's the story the way you see Rav Nachman goes with Umdano? The Brisa. Because here it sounds like you don't go with Umdano. If she would have known that a Bachay would have collected, she never would have accepted it. But she didn't say anything.
Isn't that the chance she's taking here? That's why she's.
Right, what?
She's on the take. She's taking the whole spiel.
Right, she thinks she's got a good deal. Right. Yeah, but my if she would have known. You should have spoken out that I'm only taking it if no one takes it away from me. And she didn't speak it out, so then you're right. Or. You go with Umdana, that's Renakali Pasai Khama. Break the Gemara by Tanut Rabbi. His son went away to Africa. Bashama Shemes Vinoy. He hears that his son died in an accident. Very, very upsetting thing. Va'amad, my say, no Yarshva anymore. Va'amad, because he called the Chasa Lacherim. He gave away all the Chasa to someone else. Va'akka, Bob and I. All of a sudden the son shows up. Talokh is Matanos Matana. He gave Matana. He didn't speak out. It's because I think that the son is dead. He didn't say that. Matanos Matana. Rav Shimon Nasir Eimer, Eimer Tanos Matana. Why? Shilo Yedei Shimon Nei Kayim. If he would have known his son still alive, like Chosvan, he would never have done that. V'am Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Halokh Kerb Shimon Nasir. Pasuk Shimon Nasir. So what do you see? You go Bas Umdana. You do say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. So here also, let the Isha say, if I would have known a Bachayev takes it, I would never have done that. So Gemara answers, no, here is different. Here, even if you would have known, you maybe would have done it anyway. Shani Hosom, the Nichalel, the Tepikalah Kala, the Kasvinu Nalela Han Nachasim. The Rashbam says that she, the challenge this Gemara is, that Vahiyana, she's Meichel Shivik Suvasa, because she says, it's very good for my image that the husband, it's an ex-husband even, that he went ahead and gave me all of the chasim and made a big coil about it and made a big thing about it. It's worth it for her to take the chance, he's saying, and even more than that, that alone is anah, and therefore she might go shivik. Lashon Rashbam is, uvihi anah mok lo shivik sabasa va'amra. And she says to herself, I don't care. It's still worth it for me. And therefore here, there's no din of umdran. That's Rav Nachum Paskins like the Chacham. Ad kan, this Gemara with the Apotropos. The response said before, the whole reason this whole Apotropos story came into our sugya is only because the middle of a sugya here, it was really a Rabbi Yechon, a breaker sugya a little bit. It came in here because of the Shaila, Bayi Rava, Bari Heich, just like we have by Shaila, Rabbi Yechon, a breaker, if you daft said it by a Shchimra, even by a Bari. That's why it came in over here. And now we have another Gemara coming up, which also has Shaychis to a Bayi Rava, the Bari Heich, and that's why next Gemara will be brought in as well, because of the Shaila.